Hello and welcome to the Apple Podcast. It's your boy Lozzie back with another solo. My fault, they normally are. Can't lie. It's my fault all round. I need to go out today, so I can't do the Thursday live stream at 6 o'clock or 5:30. We haven't really nailed down which one of the two. More likely 6, I think, when we get back. Hopefully next week we'll all be available. I know Jordan's not available this Thursday either, so I thought, let's just do a solo one, regroup next week. And we've all got lives going on. It's hard. Life gets in the way. I mean, Jordan's just got engaged. I mean, fucking hell. There you go. That's a life event. So, yeah, there's a lot going on. A lot going on. I'm sure you would have seen on, if you watched Drip, the latest episode, they announced it on there. But yeah, congratulations, guys. Congratulations. Another man lost. No, I'm joking, all right? I'm joking. Happy times ahead, only. No negative things. You know what I mean? Anyway, congratulations to those two. I'm sure you're, wherever you are, whatever your feelings are, I'm sure you will congratulate them too. Please do. Anyway, today I'm going to be talking about something very close to my heart. I'm not announcing an engagement, don't worry. I feel like it's too close. It's too close to Jordan's one. So, as you know what I mean? Give it a bit of space. Give it a bit of room. But yeah, that is a new addition, which links to this podcast. The Fallout TV show. Now, if you clicked on the video, you would have known that I would be talking like that. Talking about that is the correct way to say that. And if you looked at the title and you listened to the audio version, you probably would have guessed I'm going to be talking about the TV show that's recently come out. If you haven't watched it, I'm going to try my best not to spoil it, but do you know what I mean? Fuck it. Just go and watch it is the basic sentiment of this entire podcast. I've just saved you 2-3 minutes? I've saved you at least 55 minutes of your life listening to me absolutely waffle on about how good the TV show was. So, feel free to leave. Go and watch the show. Then you can come back to this one and then realise how true a words I spoke. Is that an agreement? Obviously, stay hydrated. Unfortunately, I've got the water bottles that frustrate me with the caps that don't come off the fucking bottle. But anyway, that's some purified water there. Fallout fans will get that one. Yeah, the TV show is fucking brilliant. There's no other way really I can say it. And if you haven't watched it, if you don't like Fallout, don't be put off watching it, because I've heard multiple people say to me that they don't really like the Fallout games, have not really got an interest in them, and they really enjoyed the show. Really enjoyed the show. I think they did a perfect job of giving enough fan service to the people who love the games. And that doesn't just go for, like, the ones created recently. That goes all the way back to the beginning. There's a couple of comments that one of the people who worked on the first Fallout game, or maybe it was first couple of Fallout games. Anyway, there's possible references to the first game. So it's not like they only really gave a shit about making references to the games that people will have likely played in the last, you know, 10, 15 years. But it goes back all the way to, like, the 90s where the first game came out. So I think they did a really good job of including fan service for the whole of the, well, I would say catalogue of games. I think there's 8 in total, I think. obviously Fallout 1, Fallout 2, Fallout Tactics, Brotherhood of Steel, which I don't know much about the game, Fallout 3, Fallout New Vegas, Fallout 4, Fallout 76. I might be missing one, but they're the ones I know of anyway. So, yeah, there's a lot of fan service in there for people who have dug that far into the lore. There are levels. So, you know, I'm not someone who reads every note in a game, right? So if I'm playing a game, I get a note that's passed to me or a note that I find in an environment somewhere. 9 times out of 10, I will click the fuck off it. The only thing I'm concerned about at that point in time is, does this give me a quest? If it gives me a quest, I will read for about 3 seconds, then click off. Done. But on the off chance, the 1 out of 10, I will read. And a lot of the times, they do have a lot of world building or like storytelling in them, which gives a lot more context to where you actually are. So, yeah, that. But generally, I always get them mixed up. Generally, when I see a note or a fucking, I don't know, diary entry, whatever it may be, right, I generally don't read it. I just care about if it gives me a quest. And if it gives me the quest after about 2 seconds reading it, I'm in. Quid's in. Let's go. But yeah, if you are the person who reads all those terminal entries, diaries, whatever, bits of paper, scraps, you know, books, I feel like you will be satisfied to the amount of references and lore they put into this TV show. Equally, if you don't give a fuck about the Fallout franchise, never played any of the games, and even if you don't really like the setting of Fallout, I still think it's an enjoyable TV show to watch. Jordan, obviously, you know, you would have known Jordan. I mean, he's only been on 160-something episodes, do you know what I mean? He was very much a person who couldn't get into the games, the Fallout games, but he watched the TV show and loved it. As someone who knew very little about the lore, the background story, the, you know, different factions, whatever it may be, as someone who didn't really know anything about that, he enjoyed the TV show, loved it, to the point where he's now bought Fallout 4 and currently playing that through. So hopefully he has a good time playing it, because I think that is one thing that was pretty much as certain was Fallout 4 was going to get some new players, and most of the Fallouts. Just a quick heads up, if you're on, if you got a Game Pass on Xbox, yeah, all of the Fallouts currently on Game Pass. I hesitate in saying free, because you have to pay for Game Pass, alright? But in my, you know, in my gamer math, adapting it from girl math, that means it's free to me. But yeah, I would definitely just go and dip your toe in. Go and dip your toe in both, all right? Watch the TV show first, I'd recommend. But yeah, I think it was a great show all round. The characters, like the main characters you follow, I feel like are brilliantly acted, in my opinion. Some people don't like the way certain characters were acted, but I think they're brilliantly written as well. And it leaves the series on a point where I've never had it before. I won't go into, I will try not to go into specifics, because it might give away story elements that people will, oh, you fucking ruined it for me. I did tell you to go and watch it about 5 minutes ago. If you're still here, that's on you. I'm going to try not to spoil it, okay? I'm going to try not to. And I have the power to edit this, if I can be fucked. There you go. So, I've never watched a TV show where at the end of the season, like, there's, it's not really a cliffhanger. It doesn't really end on a cliffhanger. Thankfully, I don't like the TV shows that do that. But it ends at a point where one of the characters, and I've never had it before watching or film or anything like that, where it could be equally possible that they become a fucking tyrant, or they could be heroic. I've never had that before, and I think it's kind of, it's brilliant writing to make the pros and cons, or the chances of them being evil or, you know, a hero, equal to the point where you don't know. And it's a great final scene, because there's a lot of hidden elements that are very hard to explain, because it gives away the plot, really. It gives away a lot of the plot. But yeah, there's a character at the end that you see, you've been following for a large, I'd say, I think they're in every episode. So yeah, you have followed them all the way through, and they're at a point where you see them, there's just no telling what is going to be next for that character. They may be an absolute asshole. They may be a hero. And I think I've never had that before. Someone might put it in the comments, like, oh, what about this example? What about this example? Well, I didn't think of that, you fuck. All right? Just chill out. Also, side note, new purchase behind me. It's a mini nuke. It's a mini nuke. It's the Fallout Anthology. I know I just mentioned all the games on Game Pass are there for you to play if you pay for Game Pass. I went and bought this for 50 quid because... Now, hear me out. Hear me out. Listen to this. Now, that's worth 50 quid in my eyes. I would open it up, but there are game codes in there, and I don't want you pesky, pesky rascals getting hold of my game codes. All right? So just chill out. But yeah, mini nuke. Sorry for the audio listeners. There wasn't a nuke going off. That was a sound effect. 50 quid's worth for the finest sound effects for bomb noises you'll ever hear. But yeah, you can tell I'm a pretty much a Fallout fan. I've got some bobbleheads there. I've got the fucking Pip-Boy edition and the box that came in there. I've even bought Starfield Special Edition. You know what I mean? So I'm pretty much a knobhead. But yeah, it's such a good show. It really is. Like, I was so fearful, so fucking scared that it was going to be shit. I dedicated a whole day to watch it, and I binged it in a day. And I was so afraid that it was going to be shit. So afraid. And I must admit, there was a point in the first episode where I was like, oh, shit. And it was totally my fault. Totally my fault. I mistook something that was said that I thought contradicted a major point of lore in the game. I was like, no. I can't even remember what it was. I can't even remember what it was. But I must have just switched off for a second, not realised what was actually being said, thought something else had been said, and I was like, no, shit, this is going to be fucking AIDS. Fuck. Turned out I was completely wrong, and it's my fault for the lapse in concentration. Because when I played it back, it's nothing like... I don't even remember what it was. This is how inconsequential it was. I don't even remember what it was. But I just remember the feeling of, shit, this is going to be a rough watch. But yeah, look, I would enter it from, are you going to have a good time watching this show? I would say yes, 100% yes. I think, you know, there's only two negative things that I can say about the show, and this is it, right? And genuinely, these are the only two things that I think the show doesn't do well. And one of them is the strangest and most pathetic comment you're gonna hear, and I'll start off with that. Number one, the power armor is fine, it looks great, brilliant. The guns they carry are too fucking big. And when people go, what do you mean too fucking big? Look, in Fallout 4, the assault rifle is not as big as what it is in the TV show. This the main gun, the main weapon that the Brotherhood of Steel, which are the people who wear the power armor, the big suits of armor, they all carry those weapons. Well, they don't. They actually have some scrub who carries it in a fucking huge bag on their back. Look, basically like a caddy for golf, but they're for their weapon. And then they are basically a servant for the knight, who is the person in the armor. But the gun is just too big. It's comically too big, in my eyes. It's comically too big. But when I'm picking at things like that in the TV show, you know it's done a good job, because I'm literally talking about a cosmetic item, really, what it looks like in the show. The other thing, which is probably a bit more, got a bit more credit behind it, is they didn't, in my opinion, show enough interaction with creatures or monsters. Monsters may be a bit too far, but creatures in the game. You see the rad roaches, a staple of the franchise. You see a gulper, which that is, I was surprised by that. I didn't realize it was a gulper. It's basically, just for people who don't really know Fallout at all, irradiated lizards or salamanders. Imagine that. That's what the gulper was in the game, which was in Fallout 4 DLC Far Harbor, I think is the first time I saw it. They've reimagined it, and now it has fingers in its mouth. What look like human fingers. Disgusting. Disgusting. But my only complaint is there's not enough interaction with different types of creature. I mean, they're in... It's based on in the West Coast of America, so there's plenty of fucking bugs, insects, fucking creatures to pick from. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with how they dealt with the creatures they put in the show. Oh, I forgot the Yagwai. A massive irradiated bear. Just imagine that. Those were great. The Gulper, the Yagwai, and the Rad Roaches were absolutely just brilliant. But I'd love to see another couple of things in there. Because to me, playing Fallout, I am very much a do-it-all-by-myself. I will take companions around for quests, but large amount of time I will just be spent mercilessly mowing down whatever the fuck is in front of me on my own. So I think of the encounters that I had with all the different creatures in Fallout New Vegas and Fallout 4. I was like, I would have loved to see maybe a bit more of that. But that's not really a criticism. That's just my preference, my taste in what I thought they could have brought more from the creature side of the game's universe. There's been a bit of, I'd say, controversy about, like, story, kind of retcon. If you don't know what retcon is, it basically, imagine you've got, like, two TV shows based in the same universe, and then one TV show contradicts something in the other, and kind of makes that the current set of events. I wouldn't worry about that, unless you are an absolute keyboard warrior, and you love Fallout, and you're like, whoa, that's ruined it for me. I really think you are a fucking penis. I don't even think there is really anything in the show you can suitably 100% say is retconned, in my opinion. It gives, in my opinion, a great alternative look to what was previously thought as the narrative behind how the Fallout universe started in terms of nukes being fired. The standardized story was there was a resource war between America and China, and they exchanged nukes apparently China firing first. Remember, this is fictional storytelling, okay? I'm not saying that in reality, China would fire first. I'm not saying that. Just want to make that clear, all right? Just want to make that clear. We're talking about a TV show or a universe in which the TV show takes place in, all right? Just chill out, chill out. But yeah, so that the basic story of Fallout is bombs drop, people go into vaults. If you previously bought into the vault system, you go underground. But there is an ulterior motive as to how these vaults came about and what they're actually there to do. The company line is they're there to save humanity, keep people alive for, you know, a few generations, and then eventually those generations go up to the surface and start life again. That's not always the case. In many cases, there were different things going on in the vaults, like social experiments and that sort of stuff. That isn't a spoiler. That is well known in the Fallout universe. I won't go any further into any stories specific for the social experiments because I want people to find that out for themselves. But yeah, bombs drop, people go into the vaults, bunkers, whatever you want to call it. They're the same thing, same thing. And some of them have social experiments done to them. I'd say most of them actually do. So yeah, it's a good the vault in the start of the game is very interesting. They did something very interesting that I've not seen in the games. In the TV show, the vault in the TV show that you start off in, or the character does start off in, they do something very interesting that I've not seen anything like it done in the games. Again, I won't go into too much detail, but it's a great, just the opening, I'd say the opening 8 minutes where the bombs drop so perfectly encapsulates everything about the tone of that TV show within the Fallout universe. Just like actually visually watching the bombs drop is something that I would recommend you watching twice, maybe even three times, to take in how good it looks, how good it is. They give a what's been kind of said before about the Fallout, the Vault Boy logo, where he's putting his thumbs up. I'm sure you've seen the image before. But they give a good, a nice, perfectly good backstory as to how that came around. It has been said before, I'm pretty sure. But they made it a thing in the TV show, which was nice because it gets implemented within the first 3 minutes, the first 4 minutes of the opening sequence. So yeah, it's great. And the way they told the story, the perspective, even when they used things like in the title sequence, the opening title sequence, they listed when the bombs drop as the end. The end. It's just things like that. They're just like, clever. I like that. Calling the start the end because it was the end of humanity as they knew it currently. And you watch the opening scene, the bombs drop, then absolute all hell breaks loose, and it's great because you see the switch in humanity get fucking pressed so hard. You can see characters that were interacting with other characters very politely, very cordially, you know, making sure they felt welcome in another person's house, they're at a party. I think it was a birthday party or some description. And then the moment those bombs drop and you realise it's right, my family survival, fuck this other guy. And that is such a evident fucking switch in personality and switch in behaviour. It's such a great, what they portray it so brilliantly in the show. And I genuinely think it's, in my opinion, it is one of the best opening sequences in a TV show, or dare I say a film, that I've ever seen. It sets the tone brilliantly. You know, if you know anything about the games, you know that entire scene is just riddled with references left, right and centre, which I didn't think they were going to do. I thought they were going to make it a lot more newcomer friendly, which I'm not really against. I was going to watch it either way. But yeah, they did a great job of just sewing in little bits of information for people who cared to look and who liked the universe and the games before the TV show come around. But equally, you can just sit there and look over those, not give a fuck about any of the games, and still enjoy it. So yeah, it's just the perfect blend of those two things. In terms of like the quality, in my opinion, it is up there with The Last of Us. Has got slightly, it's not as serious as, well, it is serious, but it's not as kind of singular tone as The Last of Us. The Last of Us is very, like, fucking heavy. But there are points in Fallout that are heavy, but they dialed up the dark humour more than I thought they were going to do. Brilliant. That is, if you've played a Fallout game, you know there's dark humour in it. Again, you can find this in notes around, diary entries, holotapes, whatever you fucking call them. So yeah, that is something that is very fixed in this TV show. The dark humour is definitely something to come and watch for if you enjoy that sort of tone. The violence! Oh my goodness! The violence is great, because the violence in all the Fallout games I've ever played is over the top. Like, the blood looks ridiculous. The blood splatter looks ridiculous, but it's fun. There's literally a perk in the games called Bloody Mess, which if you have it enabled, you have more chance of basically just the body that you're shooting or beating the fuck out of in the game, just will spontaneously sometimes just explode and create chunks of flesh just flying everywhere. That is on 211 in this. The violence is great. How they did it visually is just testament to both special effects, practical effects department. It just looks great. It really does. Like, it's not like, it's gory. It is gory, but it's not, you're not watching like someone dissecting a frog or something like that. It's not like that. It's more like, not cartoony, but there's an element of over the top nature, and everything's like an explosion. When someone gets shot, it's like an explosion out of the back of their chest. They got shot through the chest, an explosion. It just looks visually exciting, which is plays testament to the games. That's exactly how it is in the games. Over the top violence, like blood splatters and shit. It's cool. The three main characters, Lucy, who is the Vault Dweller, Maximus, who is the member of the Brotherhood of Steel, and the Ghoul, which I will call him the Ghoul because I don't want to give too much away about the backstory, because that's another thing they weave brilliantly between going back in time and flicking forward to present with the Ghoul, because he is someone else before he becomes a Ghoul. A Ghoul, for people who don't know much about Fallout, is someone who has been exposed to so much radiation, they have mutated into a humanoid. Well, they're not really a zombie, but they're on the way to becoming a zombie. They're basically Fallout's version of a zombie. But ghouls have their own motivation, free thinking still. They still have, you know, able to make decisions for themselves and do stuff. Like use weapons, like fucking loot and kill and all the stuff that humans can do, but they look like they're seconds away from becoming a raisin. So that is it. That is pretty much, imagine that visually in your mind, somewhat like a speaking raisin with a body. That's my best description of a ghoul. They do turn feral, so you get feral ghouls. They are in the TV show. They are explained to be people or ghouls that have spent too much time in the wasteland, then succumb to becoming a feral ghoul. They are zombies. They no longer have free thinking. They only want to kill and consume. That's it. That's all feral ghouls want or need. The ghoul is great. Walton Goggins. Oh, Jesus. He's so good. He's so good in this TV show. A character that never sways. Like, you see him as a prick. He is a fucking prick. But he's one of those pricks where you're like, I understand why you're like this. I understand. And the juxtaposition, because there's a large part of the TV show, Lucy, who is a vault dweller, who's been brought up, you know, in a environment where the vault is all she's known, and the vault is the way of life, and this is the way things are meant to happen. Everything's regimented, everything's, you know, law-abiding. You have a perfect out view of life set in the parameters of the vault. The ghoul is the complete opposite. He lives by the rule of law, which is basically survival. Wasteland is the top dog, you know, that you will always play second fiddle to what is going on in the wasteland. And it's a great juxtaposition because there is a reason Lucy comes out of the vault. She heads out of the vault and she interacts with the ghoul, and they follow each other or have to follow each other. And it's just the interaction between them both is just brilliant. It's funny. It is funny because Lucy still sees the world as incorrect and should follow the rules that she had been following in the vault. And the ghoul sees Lucy as stupid because she's trying to follow rules of the vault outside the vault where there is no rules. I'm doing it not a great justice by trying to explain it that way, but once you watch it, you will see it is a funny interaction they have many times because of their beliefs. And that is a running theme throughout the show that they use brilliantly. I like how Lucy, who I would say some people don't call her the main character. She is the main character. She is the vault dweller who comes out of the vault in the games. The vast majority of the time, that is the character you play. So in my eyes, that is the main character. She doesn't go from, like, absolutely know nothing about killing anything to then butchering, like, 100 people. That doesn't happen. She's actually seen as quite, I'd say not pathetic, but she is in the first like 3 or 4 episodes, she is used. Like even in the second episode, I think is when she comes out of the vault, or maybe it's the first, end of the first. The first person she sees take advantage of her. The first person, and she lets it happen because she doesn't understand why anyone would take advantage of her, because she's expecting people to act exactly the same on the surface as they would do in the vault, even though she's been told that is completely not the case. But it's great that naivety is installed. It's not like a moment switch, like, oh shit, I'm kind of like the damsel in distress for a moment, and then I'll go and butcher 50,000 people across the wasteland. Yeah, it's not like that, which is good, because that totally breaks any point of the story, really. But yeah, it's a great watch. 100% would recommend you watch it, no matter what you feel about gaming in general, even the Fallout universe. If you don't even like the setting, I would still watch it because it's enjoyable, and it's a fresh it's nice to see, because, you know, The Last of Us and Fallout, the TV show, are, I would say, at the moment, kind of stand alone in game to TV slash film adaptations that are actually working. There's a lot to be said. Hey, some people like Halo, some people don't. You know, Twisted Metal, which I've watched recently, I don't really know enough about Twisted Metal to even watch it, but I have not enjoyed it, and they're both on Paramount. So, yeah, it's just a nice, refreshing thing to see that they actually paid attention, cared about what was being written, and, like I said, just things all the way through that any level of fan of Fallout can enjoy. You can enjoy the base, like just the story, not really know much about the factions or the deeper elements like extended lore, all that sort of stuff. But if you are someone who's really invested in the games, played all of them, knows a lot of the lore, there's, and if you've watched it, you'll know when I say this, I watched a video by Tim Kaine. Tim Kaine is, I think his name's Tim Kaine, one of the original creators on the Fallout game. Or the Fallout games. The first one, definitely. I'm not so sure about the second one. But he was one of the people who helped make the first game. That starred it all. He was invited to the premiere of the TV show. And he mentioned, after seeing the first two episodes, which I think the premiere was only the first two episodes, he mentioned seeing one of the side characters, and I mean one of the side characters in the game, not a main character by any stretch. I think it's in the second episode I mentioned previously where Lucy gets taken advantage of, basically straight away. That's the first interaction she has with someone outside of the vault on or in the wasteland. Tim Kaine, who is the one of the people who helped make the first Fallout game, he said he recognised that the way the character walked, who is basically just a wasteland, he was just in a dilapidated, completely fucking busted house that was barely standing. He was wearing pretty much what looked like underwear, and that was it for his bottom half, and some sort of t-shirt or button-up shirt. He mentioned that the way that he walked looked a lot like how they programmed villagers to walk in the game, in the first one. And he asked one of the people who was in charge of, you know, one of the producers or one of the people connected to the producers, was that put in there on purpose? And as like a reference to the game, the villagers in the first game. And the person who Tim spoke to said that a lot of the people who played the minor characters, extras, that sort of stuff, they were people who wanted to be in the show because they were fans of the games. And they let them improvise quite a lot of their actions, the way that, like their mannerisms, the way they walked, for example, the way they delivered lines. And that happened to be a member of the cast, the extended cast, who had played the game. And it's not for definite. There's no one's come out and said, oh, the reason I did this is because of the first game. But it's just a level of care and just getting people involved who like the game to do that sort of stuff is a great nod to people who will recognise it and appreciate it. You can go through the entire TV series and not give a fuck about anything I've just said for the past 5 minutes, and that's perfectly fine. But I'm just trying to illustrate the point as to how good a job they did of making it enjoyable for fans of the game and just people who wanted to watch the TV show and have no affiliation with the games at all. So don't be put off by it. Go and watch it, see what you think, but it's great. It really is. It really is. There's a lot of elements in it that kind of like maybe like swept to one side slightly, but I feel like there's extra story to be told there, potentially for season two, which I think at this point is all but confirmed. I think it would be silly not to do another season now. Excuse me. Do you know what that is? Because I have not hydrated in a while. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, I feel like it would be silly for him not to create another series now, because just how much success the first has got and the way that it's left, like the story's left at a point where you see that there's another season coming. You see it. You will have questions, undoubtedly. You will have questions about how did that happen? How does that make sense? What's going to happen there? Blah, blah, blah. But I think, as a whole, this TV show leaves me with so much more hope and enthusiasm for this genre as a whole. Like, TV show adaptations of games and film adaptations of games, historically, are shite. Like, shit. But this was good. And I feel like the recent trend has kind of, maybe I'd say slightly, been like an upturn for the quality and the overall kind of sentiment and feeling after watching it. But yeah, it's at the end of the day, I feel like Fallout as a entire universe, an entire game library, I feel like people who don't play it are missing out. That's my personal opinion. I don't see how it couldn't be exciting to someone to play or enjoy how they wouldn't get enjoyment out of playing the game. There you go. I'll phrase it in a way that actually made fucking sense. That's my feeling. I'm so glad that Jordan's starting to play Fallout 4. I feel like you'll have a good time with it. There's a lot of things. If you play the games, you do have to put up with some shit. Like Fallout 3, you don't have iron sights. You can't aim down the sight of the gun. I mean, it can be. There are mods on PC, and I don't know if there are mods for it on consoles, but the base game, which I played, did not let you aim down the sight of the gun. For shooting and any combat, to not have that is frustrating as fuck. Having said that, in New Vegas, you could aim down the sights, but it really wasn't worth your time doing so, because it was just an absolute just shit show. Like, you aim down the sights, the sight would fucking move before you shot. And it just wasn't great. But you didn't play the game because you were going to get like a Call of Duty fucking first person shooting experience. You're getting the RPG story elements, you know, literally do what you want. But Fallout 4 toned the RPG elements down, but upped the sort of the mechanics of like shooting and combat. To this day, probably the better way to go in terms of combat. Definitely a right step in the right direction. But yeah, it was just such a great fucking time. Like, I really enjoyed it, and I'm tempted to watch it again. I'm definitely tempted to go back and play some Fallout game. Maybe I'll try and get back into Fallout 76, which was the multiplayer MMO type Fallout game. Because there's still a lot there to offer. It's just, it doesn't feel right playing a multiplayer version of Fallout. It's just not really in line with what the game really was. But am I someone stuck in the past? Do we need to embrace that? I don't know. Don't know. Maybe I do. But I don't feel like a lot of fans asked for that. But it's there, and you can go and try it if you want. Like I said, Game Pass, it is part of Game Pass, as is Fallout 1, Fallout 2, Fallout Tactics, Fallout 3, Fallout 4, New Vegas, Fallout New Vegas, and Fallout 76. All there in their glory for you to play. So if you are you know, clamoring for that little bit more Fallout, go to them. Go and play them. I'm personally going to try Fallout 1 and Fallout 2. They're top-down or isometric, which I'm not a massive fan of. But we'll see. A lot of people are saying that I should play the first two games if I'm a fan of Fallout at all. So I'll give it a try, see if I can get on. But yeah, I can't really explain how good of a job they did with the TV show and how really enjoying, that doesn't even make sense. How really enjoying it isn't, it doesn't feel like you have to be invested in it. I've said it a lot of time, but enjoying it isn't a chore. You don't have to go and stop, pull out your phone, research what that means to understand. You can just skip it. You don't have to worry about it. If you're one of these people who wants to learn more, play the games. That's it. It's an enjoy. You can have a good time watching it regardless, in my opinion. But yeah, that was the Fallout TV show review of sorts. I want to just, for the last 10 minutes, I'm going to do a story that I've seen that is just fucking awful, right? Just to put us all on a downer at the end. Now, it's kind of that bad that it's funny, in a way. And I say in a way, just chill out. I'm going to pop it on the screen. It's fucking ridiculous, this, right? Awful. Now, this takes place in Brazil. So, I don't know if this is like, I don't even know how this has been allowed to happen. We'll just talk about it and we'll go into it. Okay, so Brazilian woman arrested after taking corpse to sign bank loan. She knew he was dead. Shock in Brazil after woman is arrested and charged with violating a corpse and attempted theft through fraud. Jesus Christ. So, I'll give you the quick rundown of the story. This woman in this picture is alleged to have knowingly taken a corpse to a bank in Brazil and tried to get a loan backed and basically signed off on by the dead person. It's almost fucking comical how you think this is a great idea. But anyway, so this is Erica de Souza Vieira. I am going to butcher these names. I always do. She took her uncle into a Brazilian bank and clerks quickly sensed something was amiss. Oh, fucking really? Was it the fucking fact that the guy didn't have the ability to keep his head from looking like it was basically a flaccid penis? Not to insult the guy, I'm not insulting him, I'm just saying he did not have the capability to keep his head upright. Very clearly, I can't show you the video, and all the photos that I can see have been censored. For obvious reasons, because he's fucking dead. Right? Now, I would put the video on, but copyright is just something I don't want to fuck with, and I can't be arsed. So, I'll just try my best to describe what I saw. But yeah, so Erica de Souza Vieira wheeled her lethargic-looking uncle into a Brazilian bank. Clerks quickly sensed something was amiss. Let me just tell you, this guy is the colour of fucking semi-skimmed milk, right? His complexion is semi-skimmed milk. I'm not saying that skimmed milk is any lighter or darker. I'm not saying whole milk is any darker. But this guy, no matter which milk you choose, looked like milk. Now, in the picture, Erica de Souza Vieira, who is meant to be the niece, I'm guessing, yeah, niece, that would make it right. Uncle, niece, I think that's right. I may have fucked up. But she has the complexion that you'd expect. Like, you know, slightly tanned, has got that looks like someone that you could picture coming from Brazil, right? The other guy, who is claimed to be her uncle, or who is claimed to be, because he obviously can't claim to be her uncle, because he is deceased in a fucking bank. She's trying to fucking get him to sign off on a loan. Yeah, right. So he is clearly gone, 100%. So the clerks in the bank can be heard saying, "I don't think he is well. He doesn't look well at all," remarked one of the distrustful employees, as Vieira tried to get her elderly relative to sign off on a 17,000 reais loan. Now, for the audio listeners, because I have unfortunately put the article up on the screen for the video watchers, just have a guess what 17,000 reais, I don't know what that is. It's a currency in Brazil. I'll be shocked if it's not. Have a guess how much in dollars or pounds that is for a loan. I'll give you a quick hint. It is not £17,000 or dollars. Give you a few more seconds. It's $3,250. I'd say probably around £2,700 to £3,000 as a loan. You're taking your dead, deceased uncle to the bank so you can get a $3,250 loan. The world is fucked. I would say, at this point, linking it back to Fallout, drop the nukes. Paulo Roberto Braga was indeed indisposed. In fact, the 68-year-old appears to have been dead. And when I say appears, there's no other way you can describe this unfortunate soul. Are there any other way than saying he is dead? I cannot really smash that point home enough, because I've seen the video of Erica trying to get this dead guy to hold a pen to try and sign a document that would allow the loan to happen. I literally cannot even explain how fucking ridiculous this is. It's sad, it's fucking moronic, it's just everything negative about people and their motivations, right? Shortly after entering the Shortly after entering the lender in Rio late on Tuesday with her late uncle, Vieira was arrested and charged with violating a corpse and attempted theft through fraud. According to Rio newspaper, oh dear. Now that sounds like what my granddad would say when I told him about this story. In fact, I tell you what he'd do. He'd say, oh dear, because he'd be like saying it twice. That is what older people do. Oh dear, oh dear. I don't know why that happens. That's just what happens. If you're shocked at something, you say it twice. Yeah, as reported in the Rio newspaper, oh dear, that's spelled O-D-I-A. Oh, space, D-I-A. Sorry for butchering that name. She knew he was dead. He had been dead for at least 2 hours, the investigating officer, Fabio Luis Souza, told the breakfast programme. Oh, Bom Dia Rio on Wednesday. I have never come across a story like this in 22 years of being a cop, added Souza, who said visible signs of livor mortis left no doubt as to Braga's state. Livor mortis, I think, is where the blood starts to pool, like starts to basically fall. Gravity pulls the blood down and pulls it in the bottom of the body, I think. Footage of Vieira's surreal and macabre alleged attempt to cash in on her relative's corpse has gone viral on social media, with Brazilians voicing stupefaction at the scene. Is that stupefaction or is it stupefaction? Let us know down in the comments. I'm sure I fucking fucked up somehow. Yeah, I saw this on X, Twitter, whatever the fuck. Saw it on there, and I was just like, is this an AI video? I couldn't believe it, because it's that fucking stupid. The guy is lifeless. There's no other way of describing it. The guy is fucking dead. I'm not even trying to be purposely disrespectful. I'm not even trying to be disrespectful. That is the only way I can describe him is dead. Like, his entire body is limp. She picks up a pen, tries to put the pen in his hand. Obviously can't keep his hand up. Can't keep his arm up. Again, I won't stress it, because he's fucking dead. Right? So, it's just, I can't do any better job of describing it. That's it. At one point in the images, which bank workers began filming after smelling a rat, I don't know why you'd put that in there, because that just, I mean, there's probably a better sentence you could have used, but I'm going to censor you, all right? One suspicious employee comments on Braga's pallid complexion. That's just what he's like, Vieira replies, before trying to place a pen in his limp hand once again. She tries multiple times. Like, the pen falls out of his hand, or it's not held by him, so his wrist just flops down. Again, he is no longer with us. So, in a pure act of just belief, faith, she tries once again to get the pen to magically stay in this bloke's hand so he can confidently write his own signature and sign off on the paperwork for the loan. And it is pure belief at this point that that's going to happen, because we all know, looking at it, that there's no way he is going to conjure the life that was once in him to sign the loan agreement. That's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So, yeah. I mean, it would be better to see the video, and I am tempted to put the video in, because it does a lot better job showing the pure lengths of fucking depravity that this person has allegedly gone to. Because it is still allegedly, and I will read out what the lawyer for this person has said, the niece, right? But it exposes the depravity that people will go to for the fucking, like, $3,000 isn't really a small amount of money to most of us, right? But in the grand scheme of things, committing a fucking crime and violating your uncle's corpse. I mean, I don't know what the relationship was between these two in terms of the health of their relationship, but I'm guessing there's going to be a few fireworks at the funeral. I'm just saying there's going to be some shit kicking off. But to have your uncle die, and there is a question in which I think it does go into on this article. There is a question as to how she came into possession of a dead corpse. And I didn't really need to add dead in, because you can't really describe a corpse without the assumption of it being dead. But anyway, how she became in possession of the corpse. Like, did she just sit there and wait for him to die? Or did she purposely kill him, maybe? I don't know. Did she kill him in the hopes that he would be able to somehow hold a pen to sign an agreement for a loan? I don't know. But yeah, this is what the lawyer said. Ana Carla de Souza Correa. I don't know. Look, I'm fucking these names up so much. A lawyer representing Vieira insisted it was not. The fact, I don't know what that even, I'm guessing she's saying it's not the full story. The facts did not occur as has been narrated. Paolo was alive when he arrived at the bank, Correa told reporters, claiming that there were witnesses who could prove that. All of this will be cleared up, the lawyer added. We believe in Erica's innocence. I'm sorry, right? Even if he was alive, which, by the way, my medical and scientific brain, which is not good and not brilliant and has no merit, I got a C and D in additional science. C in core science for GCSE level, D in additional. All right, we were disappointed, but secretly I was relieved. Even with my fucked up knowledge of science, that man is fucking dead. He's dead. There's no, unless they have gone to a fucking, like, super, super, super meta level of trying to make him look dead without him actually being dead, i.e. gone to the best Hollywood effects and makeup artists possible to make this guy look dead without him actually being dead, that is a load of bullshit. And even if he wasn't actually dead, why are you taking a visibly ill person to the bank to try and get them to sign off on a loan? Oh, that's why, because you want money. That, right, okay, right, that makes sense. That now makes more sense, you know? So even if he wasn't actually dead at the time, I don't think you're not fucked. I just don't see a scenario in which you are not in a prison cell. I don't know. Allegedly, possibly, maybe. I just thought I wanted to tell that story because it's happened recently and I thought it was fucking ridiculous and I just wanted to share it, all right? I understand it probably doesn't go with the rest of the podcast, but I'm through giving a fuck, really. Look, I'm just on my own, just waffling shit, sharing my opinion, seeing what you guys think. Before I go, one more time, watch the TV show, watch the Fallout TV show, play the fucking games. Also, this was a £50 investment that was worth my while. You love it. It's great. It's the best £50 I've ever spent. And that, straight after talking about how some guy has been taken into a bank visibly dead, is sensitivity that you do not get anywhere else. And I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. Watch the TV show. Play the games. Thank you for watching. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for all your support. We'll see you in the next one. Up the Atma. Bye-bye for now.